Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. CUTV News Radio is a service of the award-winning CUTV News, where we have an opportunity through our radio and television resources to spotlight and feature and showcase and interview many, many, many incredible people. We've been doing this for years and years and years, something like close to two decades now here on CUTV News, and it is our honor and our pleasure to interview and showcase and feature so many phenomenal people who are doing incredible things to make our world a better place through their passions, their enthusiasm, their skill, and also, of course, their fields of endeavor. And as host, I always have an opportunity here and sort of the luxury to learn more and share with our incredible audience the incredible details that are all about these guests that we have an opportunity to really, really celebrate. And it's my honor and pleasure to do that right now with Dr. Salar Khan. Dr. Salar Khan believes the vision of self-confident, natural-born leaders is necessary for the betterment of the world. That is so true. He is based in the Chicago, Illinois area, and Dr. Khan is the author of Unlocking the Natural Born Leader's Abilities, which is an autobiographical expose based on his observation and experiences over the last 50 years. Dr. Khan defines the natural born leader through an autobiographical lens. What a unique and different way to do it. Usually it's always about just listing out the things you should do to be a great leader, but he's doing it from being a natural-born leader himself and also through this autobiographical lens. So it really is a totally different approach. Now, it offers current and aspiring leaders insights on effective leadership. According to Dr. Khan, everyone possesses the essential qualities and abilities of a natural-born leader. It's simply a matter of really bringing your hidden talents and skill sets to the surface. Dr. Khan's book identifies the qualities of a natural-born leader so they can be refined and perfected through education, training, and experience. Dr. Khan really believes that natural-born leaders possess a unique ability to deal with stressful situations confidently. They're creative, knowledgeable, self-directed, and they often establish norms. And they're charismatic as well. They have the ability to inspire others to accomplish their goals with positive outcomes. Really is a source of incredible empowerment and inspiration and encouragement on this episode of CUTV News Radio with our very special guest, Dr. Salar Khan, again, author of Unlocking the Natural Born Leader's Abilities, an autobiographical expose, which is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well, and other great locations. So that's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and more. But without further ado, let's dive right in because I've got so many questions for our expert guest here on the show today. Dr. Khan, thank you so very much for joining us on CUTV News Radio Live today. It is a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for this great opportunity to speak with you today and audience. So thank you so much, and thank you for giving a great introduction about my work and my experience and my message for the audience. And first of all, before I start further, I will just tell that this my book is not based on research. It is entirely based on my experience, observation, and so much achievement and success, and I want to tell our audience through my book and through this interview that they can also become a natural born leader in their lifetime, or they can teach how their kids become natural born leader. So it's a very simple way, and if I can do that one, I hope everybody can do it. So now you can start with.
You know, I really like this. Like I was saying at the introduction, Doctor, it is such a unique approach to be able to provide the rich content and information from the point of view of somebody who walks the walk, talks the talk, somebody who's experienced it themselves, and do it in an autobiographical way. So I think your approach is unique and extra special, and I think very user-friendly and relatable to folks who are in need of the information you're providing, again, from the perspective of somebody's life, of your own life and your own experience. So for you, you know, being in this incredible environment that you're in, what inspired you to write the book? Were there things in your own journey, your own life's travels, your own experiences, Doctor, that inspired you to say, you know what, I've had such a rich life, I've had so many experiences, I want to share them with others to inspire them to be a good leader and effective leader as well. What was your sources or source of inspiration for the book?
I was thinking to write a book for so many years. And one time I decided to write this book after my retirement. But unfortunately, there was one incident happened so suddenly, and it was March 6, 2016, 6 p.m., 36-year-old son of my elder sister was sitting in the carpet at home working on his laptop, and he had no history of any illness, nothing at all. Suddenly he dropped down, and he was dead. And there was nothing, no sign, symptom, no disease, no illness. So after that, I realized that the life is honestly does not play on anyone's timetable except its own. And so I was compelled to write this book in December 2016. And there was another reason for this inspiration for a long time. This is incident make me so quick to prepare this book. Within 2 months and 3 months, I make it everything. But the main thing is that I was time to time reading in different articles and magazines indicating that there is a widespread lack of confidence in leadership. Either they are in business, government, education, or anywhere. And the leaders have fear of failure, and that's why they cannot perform well. So I believe that the world is facing a crisis when it comes to the leadership. And our society needs more positive thinkers. And we need a vision of a confident leader, and that is the natural-born leader needed for the betterment of the world. So this is my main inspiration and motivation to write this book, and which is based on my 50 years experience starting at the age of 12 years. And until now, it is continued. So every day I'm learning and improving my natural-born leadership qualities and abilities. So that's the main inspiration for me.
Now, when you set out to write the book, was there a goal for the book? You have the inspiration to write the book, and then you start, you know, to get pen to paper and get things going, because I know you feel that there is that widespread lack of confidence in leadership, whether it's business, government, education, or elsewhere. As you've said, leaders have fear of failure and so much more. So you've probably seen a lot around you where this book can be incredibly helpful for folks. Did you have a main goal for the actual book,
definitely.
Doctor?
Oh, yes. Whenever I start anything, always I have a clear goal in my mind. And that I learned from my childhood, from my parents. So the goal for this book is to teach the readers how to think and make decisions. Because that's decision-making is all about the leadership. So that is my main goal. I want to produce hundreds and thousands of leaders having their hidden abilities, talent, skill set to bring out on surface and become a strong and positive thinker leader. So they are going to be a betterment for this world, and they can do the good job for the humanity, for the suffering people. And we need a positive thinker, because if the negative thinker leaders they destroy this world. They get involved into the various type of the war and so many things. And again, my argument is that all those killing during the war or whatever it is, we are losing a lot of high potential, highly calibered, high class people, which if they survive, they can do something extraordinary for this world, for the humanity. So that is my main argument. If we are going to have and generate a very good, honest, sincere leadership, then there will be no issue in the world. It is my faith, and I practice in my personal life. So many times, so many things, people say, Salar, you are mad. It is not possible. You are dreamer and this and that. And then practically I prove in my life, and I made that impossible things to become a possible. So that is my main goal through this book. I want to teach our readers so they can also become like me. And that is my main aim of the life.
That is wonderful. How about the scope of the book? What would you say is the actual scope? Can you dig in a little deeper and maybe share
the scope of this book is very simple. Yeah, it's very simple, to find out the hidden natural born abilities. Because my argument in the book is that everybody born equal, and our environment made them different personality, different people. So when the child born, 2, 3, 4 years of age, the home environment, if my parents are abusive, fighting, environment is not good, so ultimately I will learn the basic thing, it came in my mind. And the kids are having a photogenic memory in their mind. At that time, they are keeping everything in their mind. They remember their childhood and everything. And if there was something bad happening, so ultimately that developed the fear and shaking their confidence in their future and everything, so their entire career and life is gone. So basically, the scope of this book is to give idea for each and everyone, they have that hidden ability in their gene. So ultimately, when they will try and expose themselves, extra work, extra project, hard work, challenging task, then they see where they stand. And then they can find their hidden abilities. So that is the main scope of this book for the readers.
Now, speaking of leaders and leadership, Doctor, how do you define leadership? I mean, I guess there really is probably no one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter, like no universal definition of leadership, right?
Absolutely correct. No absolute definition for the leadership, not in any dictionary anywhere else. So actually, in my personal observation and experience, I work in a lot of organizations as a pulmonologist and internist medicine, associate professor of medicine, and then work as CEO in the hospitals and all those things. So ultimately, I noticed that I work under a lot of other leaderships in the different places during my college, during my school, universities, and all those things. So I noticed that the leadership comes in a different flavors, and it boils down to make the decision and make action according to individual leadership principle. This is the most important thing. That's why I'm telling that if the positive thinker leaders, they are there in the market, so ultimately their principle will be very different. And if the negative thinkers leaders are there, their thinking will be very different, their principles will be very different, so ultimately they are not going to do the good thing. They just protect their job, they just protect their leadership qualities and everything, and not benefiting to anyone else, just to protect themselves. So ultimately, my main leadership things are to produce a more positive thinkers leaders, and there are the two type of the thinkers I describe in my book. And one is convergent thinker, and another one is the divergent thinker. So the convergent thinkers are having a tunnel thinking. They just think about whatever one or two data is available. They think in one simple direction, and then they are hesitant to make decision on those one or two information very little bit, and they cannot make a good decision on that, and they are always hesitant to make the decisions and all those things. And these convergent type of the leadership, they have in our organization right now, and they are having trouble of making decision because they are narrow-minded, and they cannot make a complex situation and make it a great success or something like that. So ultimately, my main focus in the book is a divergent type of the thinkers. And they are always thinking out of box. They will think in a novel way, novel thought, and make one or two very strong solution of the main issue, work on foundation and ground level, grassroots level, and really they find the real solution and they can abort the entire issue or problem and solving it very nicely with a positive outcome. So this is the main thing about the leadership, and as a leader, we have to learn from each incidences with immediate corrective action to resolve issue permanently by analyzing the root cause, as I mentioned. And intention and positive approach of the leadership is important to make decision and action to avoid unnecessary harm to humanity. And basically, in my observation, the leadership is a combination of the hidden talent and skill set, and which I call nature-born leader. So this is my interpretation and understanding about the leadership.
So like you say, the book really is about being a natural-born leader. But aren't you either born with it or you're not? How do you become a natural-born leader? Most people listening are probably saying, well, I don't understand. If you're a natural-born leader, then you're born with it. But how do you then become one? Tell us a little bit about that and how the book comes into play with all of that and defining it and describing it and illustrating it.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Very good question. And definitely a lot of our audience, they are thinking in that direction, how they can become a natural-born leader and how I become a natural-born leader, why I am claiming myself as a natural-born leader. So as I mentioned that any human beings born, they're born with equal level. Every kid born, they cry in the same way. And every kid born, they know how to have a feeding milk from the mother. There is no education required. No training is required. And similarly, the ducklings, they born, they know how to swim. Nobody educate them. So it means that they have tuned in their gene with all those education. And then as soon as they are born, they know how to perform. So similarly, my argument is, and I notice in myself, because I'm glad my parents, they gave me opportunity at home to get involved with the homework with my mother, kitchen, laundry, and all domestic work, gardening, and everything like that. So in that way, I was having a freedom to work with my parents. And then I noticed that my mother was preparing food and everything and how she managed the time by preparing the food for six people three times in a day and doing all homework like that. So it was my observation and learning. And luckily, when I was in ninth grade, my school shift changed to afternoon instead of morning. So I was having a plenty of time in morning. So I started helping my mother. So ultimately, I learned how to cook, and I learned all my daily work at home, organizing the home, and everything, and in that way, I gain confidence. If I do something wrong, mistake, they teach me how to correct it, and then I gradually polishing myself and start analyzing what I did mistake, what happened, and how I can correct myself, and I correct it. So with due course of that basic foundation in the good environment at my home provided my parent, so ultimately, when I go to the school, I was not having any difficulty in keeping the homework or anything on time. It is always perfectly before time I finish everything. Recently, I prepared one report, and it was due on March 31st, and I have completed that huge report on July. It was July 31st, and then I completed that report in July 11. So prior to the deadline to complete the work and everything, it comes from the time management and organizational skill in the mind. And another thing is the confidence, clarity of the goal, and all those things. So ultimately, I was repeatedly doing and accepting the challenges in my life. And when my father told me, I want you to become a doctor, we want to see a doctor in family. Nobody is doctor in my family. So ultimately, I take that as a challenge. And then I work with that way, and then I become a doctor. And I was not become a doctor, but I become a very good doctor. And then in my book, I mention about a lot of unique diagnoses. I diagnose more than 100 very, very rare cases. And I have an on-spot diagnosis. When I see the patient, I right away diagnose what the disease is going on. And it's a rare condition also I diagnose. So this helped me polishing repeatedly. And then I noticed that my mind was set up and tuned with accepting the challenges, making clear decision-making goal, and then later on I making myself a daily target of completing my work. So every day I'm having 4 or 5 different targets at work, home, or whatever. And after completing each target, I feel happy internally. I'm not getting any award, reward from anyone. I just feel my own satisfaction and internal happiness, and that always give me a boost and prepare me to accept another challenge. And that happiness which I have, if I got $100 million, I don't feel that type of happiness, the happiness which I have after completing and accepting the challenge and making sometimes impossible to make it possible. So that's why I say that this natural-born leadership qualities, it is coming slowly and gradually by tuning my mind and my body and always think positively. And every human being born with a lot of weakness, but we have to learn how to convert weakness into strength. And then you gradually become a natural-born leader. And then you will move towards more better work, perfection, excellent job, and all those things. And then after doing each positive outcome, definitely it is going to boost my confidence. So ultimately, I feel that I am a natural-born leader. I never become stressed out, panic, or anything else. At one time, I am dealing with 4 or 5 different projects at home, at work, everywhere. So it now become my routine. And that's why I say that I'm a natural-born leader.
Now, it's really a process of discovering the leadership qualities inside, right, Doctor? Everything starts from within, doesn't it?
That's true, inside the heart, of course. Because the thing is that if I'm not mentally ready to accept and ready to sacrifice my time, sleep, money, or anything else, I cannot learn. To learn anything, we have to sacrifice.
That's
and
right.
What a pleasure after sacrifice you will get it. The people who are sacrificing for somebody else, you cannot imagine that sacrifice give them a moral, ethical ground to stand with and think in a positive way and try to help each and everyone who is suffering, either suffering from disease or treating as a doctor, you know. So if you have all those type of sacrifices and everything like that, then you are going to help. And then I'm also telling right now here that the people, they think that the leadership is not only belongs to a doctor, a physician. No, the leadership, political leaders also. Even then, ordinary people who are listening my interview today, so they can also learn from this book, because in a daily life, we are having so many issues, problems with our kids, college-going kids, what profession they want to go, what they like it, what they don't like it. So every daily life, we are making so many decisions. And then sometimes we are making good decisions, sometimes wrong. But the problem is that the people, either a positive decision or negative decision, they never learn, and they repeat again and again. But I learned with my lifetime, if I did any mistake, I am sitting down and thinking, analyzing myself, where I did wrong. If it's my mistake, I analyze and correct and move further. If somebody else mistake, I forget them, and then I don't want to start thinking in a negative way about the other person, but forgive everyone, because we are all human beings. We are making mistakes. No one is perfect. So ultimately, why, if I am not perfect, so why I will think from the other people they are perfect and they are going to do something good with me? No, sometimes it may happen. Sometimes the other person is having some trouble ongoing. So I have to give space to that person and try to understand at that personal level. So then I can, having a realization and real thinking about the human suffering, the people, and they are in trouble. So I am ready to help them out. how they can make in their daily life good decisions.
Absolutely. That's what it's really all about. Absolutely, Doctor. And, of course, there's a lot of things involved in it. There's so much more to talk about. We've got only about 4 minutes left to our show. And hopefully we'll chat some more and really delve in even deeper down the line. But I know there are specific things that are very important qualities for a natural-born leader, things, of course, like insightfulness and self-confidence, intrinsic motivation, integrity, and, of course, establishing and maintaining, unlocking trust, communication, sacrifice, of course, happens almost every day. You have to have patience and I would assume composure. You got to be open-minded, too, now more than ever. You have to have courage, compassion. Be optimistic, too, hopeful for people around you. People gravitate to that. And natural-born leaders also accept the challenges of life, don't they, Doctor?
Oh, yes. Without challenges, life is dull, boring, nothing. And in our practical life, I listen from a lot of my friends and people. Oh, life is boring. Right? What a day today is a very bad day. For me, no day is bad day. We are making our day good or bad. And then if you are ready to accept the challenges in the life is moving, and your mind is start
right.
thinking. And if you will not use your mind and memory, so ultimately we are going to rust our mind and our ability.
Mm-hmm.
It never come out. So the challenges are the thing which bring out our hidden abilities. And now I can tell you that I just observed my mother in kitchen when I was 12, 13, 15 years of age. And after that, whenever I have free time, I can start cooking and everything. And now I can prepare the food for 200 people alone. And then I can prepare
right.
more than 100 different type of dishes without any recipe,
yeah.
without using any measurement. And
yeah.
then...
That's right.
My tongue is still having the same taste as it was taste when my mother was cooking. So ultimately, that taste is sensitized in my
right.
brain hypothalamus. So when I prepared,
amazing how
my that mother was telling that, Salah, the best food is only when you have a correct combination of salt and spices. When
mm-hmm.
both meet together, matches together, you have a lot of salivation and hunger and desire to eat the best food, and everybody
exactly
likes my food.
Right.
So this is another ability. If I was not doing that one, I don't know that I have that natural born leader ability. So that's why in my book I'm mentioning
well,
that anybody can become
yeah.
anything.
Well, now you've got me hungry, so I hope one day we do meet and I'll try your food.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want to make
one day I will call you
yeah.
and I will prepare in front of you whatever you want. You
that's
just tell me, I can prepare it.
That sounds wonderful, Doctor. I want to let folks know, again, you are the author of Unlocking the Natural Born Leader's Abilities, an autobiographical expose, which is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and more. And for more information, I have a million more questions for you, but we've run out of time. This half hour went by so quickly, as they all do. We do thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. It's a real honor and a real privilege having you with us. Folks can visit Dr. Khan's website by going to www.Doctor, and that's D-O-C-T-O-R, Salar, S-A-L-A-R, Khan, khan.com. Thank you so very much for joining us, Dr. Salar Khan. We appreciate your time very much and hope to chat with you again real soon.
Thank you so much, James, for giving me this opportunity, and I hope I try my best to make more clear and my audience, they understand what exactly it is, natural-born leadership. And they can work.
Absolutely.
When they read my book, they know how to teach their kids for the future
Absolutely.
Generation of a good
That's
leadership.
Right.
Thank you so much.
That's right. You are very, very welcome. And thank you for joining us as well, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio. For all of us here, thanks for listening and have a terrific day.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.